Okay, I hope that's working okay.
Looks like it is.
Okay.
Alright, well, I'm running this thing up like I do with this one always. We've had our first little cold snap here in the first part of October. Pardon me. Oh. My body's doing what my body typically does. Oh. Anyway, grass is still green. I don't think it actually froze. It got close, but it didn't freeze. I think this is part of the thing where now is going to come that amazing growth period where everything knows that death may be coming, so it goes into overdrive trying to do the last vestiges of what it can do. Oh. I looked up in the closet, a closet that I really don't even get into for 3 seasons. I get into the front closet where all the coats and the winter stuff is, and my winter hat's still there. So I'm getting kind of ready for that business. I'm wearing a baseball cap. I'm completing. No, I'm not quite there. I haven't been at Eastern for a year until January, which is when I finally get the evaluation to say if you're sticking around or not. And I think it's more of the attitude of, are you willing to stick around? Have we been treating you okay? You know? I don't know. Trust me, I always hold out the, I don't know if it's fear, probably a little bit, that they'll just say, you know what, Nemro, thanks a lot for what you've done, but when it gets right down to it, we'd just as soon not. No. We're going to look for somebody else. And I don't think that's actually going to happen, because hiring new people is always tricky and problematic. And if the people that you're getting are any good at all, especially under the circumstances I'm in, they're grateful to have you. So I don't think I'm really threatened at all. But I think it's kind of good to feel that way just a little bit, because it keeps you on your toes and it makes sure that you're not getting lackadaisical about it. Like I've said many, 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 many times before, information technology is how I make money. And it's not when I wake up excited to do. There's certainly other things that are far more interesting to me. Those just don't make much money right now. Now, you know, they could make a lot of money soon. Who knows? But I definitely take the advice of people when they say don't quit the day job. I never quit the day job, and I don't know at what point that would be useful. I tend to think that I'll keep the day job until it's time for retirement. And as soon as I can have somewhat of a stable income, just based on my pension, then I can make some different choices. That's still a good 14 years down the road. Yeah. Not anything to get really weird about at all. I won't be retiring until I'm actually of retirement age. At least what used to be retirement age, what, 62, 63, 65, caught up to 70. I'll probably continue working. Pardon me. Up until those times come, just because, I don't know. There's another part of me that says, don't get too weird. Things tend to happen faster than you think they will when you leave them alone. It's kind of funny. I mean, you still keep working on things, but you don't expect them to become success. Success is always somewhat surprising. When you're really working for something, it always takes a little longer than you anticipate. So, you've always got these two things going on. I'm not terribly interested in information technology being the great challenge of my life. It may very well be, and if it is, I mean, that's just the way it is. You accept what comes. But I sure put out an awful lot of other things out there that have very little to do with information technology. And I'm not going to combine IT with what I do. All of my information technology work that I do outside of work is strictly in the way of publishing. Other things have nothing to do with technology. So, you know, grateful for IT. So I think, you know, do I just play an IT professional on television? Pretty much. I am a nerd, but I'm not really that kind of a nerd. Honestly, I work with people who are far more nerdish than I am. I've got aspects. I'll grant you that. But I'm working on other stuff. That's why I think the adjunct teaching has been instructive. Oh, I'm halfway done with my first semester of doing this. I was really quite concerned about term papers. Those were all done and graded. I graded them all in one session. Amazing. Well, almost all of them. If they all would have been turned in, I would have done it one session. I'm gaining some interesting insight into this. Things that I always known about the conducting of education, that, and I say it pretty freely, I think, that school really has very little to do with providing a learning environment. Everybody kind of gets, you know, basically what should be life when turned into some kind of a career thing where you're supposed to do it for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for a working lifespan. I think we end up doing a lot of very contrived things to fill that void. I'm actually glad that I'm an adjunct and it's just me carrying out a few functions of it. That way I don't have to be wadded up in it. Teachers are bred, taught to be extremely self-important. You know, how vital it is what they do. And I think it's hilarious that they take themselves so dang seriously. The great part is that when you're a student, they're just little slices of people that that you have to ultimately deal with. You know, I always found it funny when people said, well, who's your most influential teacher? My golly. You know, and people will gush and gush and gush about their most influential teacher, and I don't remember. I just remember a few faces and names. I don't remember day-to-day stuff. I credit them highly, but not because I remember much of what I was learning at the time and how much their presentation style influenced that. I don't remember. I certainly give them the benefit of the doubt. I want them to feel good about what they've done, about what they do. You don't want to be the kind of person that says, you know, well, teachers are garbage. And you go, no. I like teachers. They're nice enough folks. I take it from the philosophical angle. This gives me just a touch of an audience. And I'm not overt. Like most people would say, guy, he was like the anti-teacher. I heard very little out of him. But then I started looking at all the videos that I recorded. I think I've recorded far beyond the expected lecture time. So he will come back and say, well, don't do that. That's bad, you know. Too much information. You go, the world is full of too much information. And I restrict myself to IT, which is not really my purpose at all. Like I said, I'm more of an actor who's learned a little bit about information technology. This is, but you know, I come out through my lens. I'm not that good. I can't stop being Nemo. That takes a skill set that I never pursued. You know, for people who do that, for people who are consummate actors, you know, good for them. I'm sure they're heavily paid for their ability to become somebody else. That's amazing. I don't know how useful it is, but it's amazing. And heavily moneyed, you know, the ones that do it well, or the ones that are popular doing it, you don't know if they do it well or not. It's an interesting mix of things. they're richer than Adonis. Not as rich as Bill Gates. I'm sure they are awed by the people who are far more wealthy than they are. Perhaps. I have no idea. I know that many of them are stunned by how much money they get paid. They're doing the exact same thing they did 5 years earlier for practically nothing. They were starving, and all of a sudden now they're this hot property. And it really ends up being kind of just a combination of lightning striking and five other things. Anyway, so that's why you don't quit the day job. You keep the day job going. You get yourself a good savings plan, I think, is what it comes down to. If you're wise at all, that's where you'll go. Anyway, so this is one of those. This is like one of the old time recordings I used to do back in the day, kind of wandering around. Anyway, so it's chilly out here. Pretty soon we'll get to the point to where I'm going to have to dress better against the elements. Oh. Oh. So yeah, I'm kind of liking, more than anything else, I like what being an adjunct doesn't require of me. There's a lot of stuff that I just don't have to get involved with, because I'm paid simply to do one thing. But it's giving me a nice outlet for other things that I'm interested in trying to figure out and pursue. Anyway, I was just wondering about Facebook, and you go, I usually don't just add people willy-nilly in my Facebook. I probably should. I should offer it to just not anybody. I don't put out a lot, because I don't use Facebook much. But I'm trying to build an audience. You don't turn anybody down. So there may be something to be said for that. Always write to the general audience. Don't write specifics. And find yourself picked up on some level. Although I need to clean up some of my stuff. Just consider it a form of advertising. Anyway, grateful for, I can only say I'm grateful for the blessings that I have. You always get more blessings than you actually deserve. Because God is great, and we're undeserving. you know, it makes you more grateful for, even if your parents aren't the best, even if your work is, you know, uninspiring, that you have this tendency to be grateful for it anyway. Not that you won't take a new and interesting opportunity when it presents itself. Turp, turp, birdie, birdie. Well, regardless. I'm happy to be here. It's like a little early. That's not the end of the world. I can get to work on other things that need doing. So, you know, I hope when people say, oh, he's got this attitude, I don't like that, won't listen to it, and you go, oh, I don't like that. So it's good to, pay attention to people that you don't really agree with very much. They might open your eyes to something. So people are going to have to do that with me, so I might as well encourage other people and myself to do it with them. So yeah. Anyway, okay. We're here. We're great. Everything's just peachy. Have a great day.